Welcome, everybody. This is Monday night. My name is Winfrey, and this is our conference call. Seth, be sure and get Terry on the line. Are you on? Do you hear me? Hello? Okay.
Greetings.
Hey, we have Ed on in Santa Monica, and who else is on?
It's Michael in San Diego.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
I am tired. And that's who else is on?
Edna, Indiana.
Edna?
Yes.
Hi, Edna.
How are you?
How are you this afternoon, this evening?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And who else? Anyone else on? Okay. We are live right now on the Internet. I'd like to welcome everyone that's on the Internet. And I hope that Seth remembers to bring Terry on, because otherwise I'm going to have to answer all these questions. And tonight's topic, did you guys read the topic for tonight? Did you guys on the line read the topic? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. This is Wynn.
My name is Ernesto Cruz. I'm calling from Okinawa, Japan.
Ernesto, thank you so much for your emails, by the way.
Oh, Wynn, this is you. Thank you, sir. Man, it's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice to have you on. By the way, now I remember, you're the person that asked me for our mystery guest, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yep. You know, if I don't answer an email like that right away, I have so much going on right now.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes I wonder when you sleep.
And I said to myself, God, there was somebody that asked me about that. And then I probably have like 500 emails to look through to find your email. And I tried to mark, them. But for the past 3 days, I was at a festival. And I had a booth, and I did a workshop in San Diego. So all my emails just kind of went in and didn't get taken care of. So this is not a big corporation here that's handling things, but it's very nice. I'm really glad that we're making a contribution to your life. And for those of you that are listening on BBS, there are really unusual things that happen on this call. And if you hang in and keep listening, sometimes people have amazing personal transformations, and why that happens in a moment. Who just checked in?
I was just Edna again. I had come back.
Who was that? That was Edna.
Yes. I was at that call. I had to call again.
Okay. And who else was on the line?
Hello, Wynn. Francis from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. And who else is on the line?
Wanda from Los Angeles.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi there.
Hey, Wanda, keep paying attention, because somebody gave me a conference room in Beverly Hills to do some talks and workshops in L.A. So pay attention, because I'm going to do one soon. Who else is on the line? Anyone else? Is Terry there? Hello, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Okay. I don't know if you guys don't know how this is working, what we do is we have a conference line, and it's all happening over the telephone. And I am in Los Angeles, and I'm conferenced in to BBS Radio, and I'm also conferenced into a conference line. And BBS Radio is supposed to be getting Terry on the line. But we don't hear Terry. Where is Terry? Oh, my God. How many of you read the topic for tonight?
Yeah, I did.
How
does sex fit into all of this?
Who is that, Ernesto?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And, you know, I've never asked this question publicly, although we did ask it some things about sex in questions and answers with the Elohim. And I think it's a rather important topic because
Hello?
That's Terry. Terry?
Yes. Hi.
Seth just call you?
Pardon?
Did Seth call you?
Not yet.
Oh, did you just call into the conference line manually?
No. Maybe he patched me in. My phone rang.
Okay, Seth must have patched you in. Good deal.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So this is going to be an interesting talk tonight. As Terry doesn't know the topic, Terry, you think I better not tell you? Okay. I don't want to predispose you to answers. First of all, I would like us all to take a moment and send healing light to Carla Rucker. She's had an operation, and she's been my once-a-month guest. And, of course, Carla, if it wasn't for Carla, none of what I would do would probably be happening, because Carla was the original channel for the Ra Law of One series. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. What microphone are you using? Are you using the speaker box?
No, but I'm going to set it up because I couldn't get the speaker box to work there and keep turning it off. So I'll check it out in a minute.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So if anybody's listening for the first time, this is Wynn. Would you like to say your name? Did I mute you? I can't even remember. Hang on, let me unmute you and see. There.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city? Hello? Did somebody just come on the line?
Hello, it's Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hello.
Mary Kay in Redondo Beach.
Long Beach. Long Beach.
Long Beach. Why didn't I think of you this? You know, I had a booth at the Health and Freedom Expo. Did you know about that?
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Darn.
I actually didn't have a booth.
I thought about going.
Somebody gave me a little corner of a table. And if you came to my mind, I would have definitely called you. Mary Kay has helped us at some local shows.
Darn, I would have gone down there.
I would have gotten you in for free, and it was really a good show. Really.
Oh, darn, yeah, I wanted to see. That's the one with Mike Adams from Ecuador and all, I suppose.
Right.
Darn.
Oh, well, who's that that just came in on the line?
Wynn, this is Suzanne in Columbus, Ohio.
Suzanne.
Hi, Wynn.
Who's that just came on? You don't have to say hello. Go ahead and be shy. Terry used to be shy. You know, the first time Terry channeled publicly, it was like throwing somebody in the water, hoping they would swim. I was in Santa Barbara, and I did a workshop, and Terry was there, and came up. I said, why don't you come up? And we had a really good energy, and it worked. In fact, that channeling is up on the internet.
I just listened to that today.
Pardon me?
I just listened to that channeling today of Terry's first one when.
Oh, did
nice.
You? All right.
Yes, it was set to the music, and it was so wonderful.
Huh?
Oh, wonderful.
Terry, we are so lucky to have Terry working with us on this. Terry, are we lucky? Are you there, Terry?
You're lucky. I'm trying to pair up the speaker, but the speaker won't pair. So maybe that's the wrong speaker box.
Maybe we've mixed up our speaker boxes.
Maybe.
This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. This is Julie from Ojai.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
You got all this criticism.
Hi, Julie.
Julie?
What? Yes?
You have all this criticism for me?
Do I have criticism? No, why? Should I?
Somebody
only
said...
Only compliment.
What?
Somebody said you had suggestions.
Ah, I knew he'd take that as an insult. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. I don't have criticism of you, Wynn. I'm glad you show up. I'm really grateful, and I'm incredibly grateful for the healing.
Did it work, that healing?
Yeah, it worked. It was incredible.
All right. Julie,
don't listen to anything secondhand, Wynn. Believe only half of what you see with you think you see with your own eyes.
Actually, I am that way, Julie. Okay.
Okay.
You know what?
I did feel though. Actually, if you're asking for suggestions, I don't know if you are. I was just going to say it's actually very positive. When I first came on, it was March the 21st,
uh-huh.
And the moon was void in Taurus, and you forgot. To put all the, you didn't do much talking, and it wasn't, you just went straight into the energy, and I felt it immediately, and I must say that was one of my very favorite. And the last one you did on Sunday was also, I loved it. It was just fabulous.
This past Sunday?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm getting into this place where I'm not even doing it anymore. I just show up. It's kind of nice.
Yes.
I don't have any feeling of me doing anything.
No, exactly.
Yeah, we did I used to think I had to do something. We did a workshop on a day in where was it? In Carlsbad. And it was really awesome because there were like 15 people in the room and I just got up and really, really beautiful people. In fact, at least one of the people is on the line today. And nothing. I didn't do anything. I mean, I started talking. I mean, I know enough interesting things to talk about that are valuable, but it's amazing for me to watch how the energy just shows up. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, the less I try, the faster it comes, you know?
And I think Mary Kay may have emailed you or something, and I was, you know, I don't have a computer. And I wish there was some way that I could do snail mail and drop some of my suggestions for Sunday, because it's not something I want to go into right now, but there are a few things that I'd want to put forward, perhaps.
Okay. I will get with you later, and I'll give you a snail mail that will get to us fast. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for caring, okay?
Thank you so much, too, for the work that you both do. We're all very grateful. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now, who else just showed up?
Melissa from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Melissa.
Hi.
Carlisle. Where is Carlisle? You know, I was brought up in Philadelphia.
2 hours west of Philly, up the turnpike.
So it's Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm. Very close to Harrisburg.
But you have the Pennsylvania accent, you know.
I'm sure I do.
I think I lost mine after I went to Berkeley. I think I lost.
There you go.
But occasionally people catch me because I say gas. Gas. And see, this, everyone on the line that you don't know about Pennsylvania, people from Pennsylvania say gas instead of how are you supposed to say it?
Well, I just say gas, so I don't know.
You say water?
I know people that do say water, but I say
water, isn't it? I'm just kidding.
Okay. Now, we don't have anybody
it's
from
Pennsylvania Dutch.
We need somebody from Brooklyn here to correct us. Anyone else on the line? So, I'll tell you what. Terry, are you still there? Hello, Terry. Earth to Terry. Terry? Uh-oh. We've lost Terry. She was here. All right, let's see what happens. Maybe she'll come back. You know, the amazing thing about all of this, let me start my tape recorder here.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
Okay, now we're being recorded, and I don't think Terry's here.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
It's a good thing we're not on NBC or CBS, but they fire us. Jeez. Terry, are you there? You know, if anyone actually ever did a TV show on how we do this, Terry and I go to different parking lots. And we do these calls oftentimes from parking lots. And there's a neat thing about being in your car that I learned a while back ago in doing this, because it's like you're separated from other energies. You're in your own space. And on these calls, the intention is to not to ground into the space where you are, but not be caught up by the other energies that are flying through your space. So when you're in your home, you have the energies of your neighbors, your family, your children, your husband. Some of you might try this sometime. If you're not getting an intense experience wherever you are, you might take your cell phone, go in your car, and join the call from your car, because it might help you connect with the energies. If anyone's listening for the first time, I always talk about this idea of connecting with energies. And just quickly, hopefully Terry will come back before. Terry, are you there? Okay. That we're working with the principle, and I think it's a truth principle, that the universe is all one being.
Hello?
And, oh, there you are. Thank you. Where'd you go?
I couldn't get the mute turned off, but the BH speaker won't connect, so I don't know how to, I don't know why.
Well,
I tried
let's
to
use it like it is. It's fine. Just so you're there, because
okay.
Did you figure out how to get the mute off?
Yeah, the mute's off. Well, the BH speaker isn't connecting, and I tried to set it up.
Okay, maybe you have the wrong speaker, but let's not trouble everybody with our troubles. What we're
okay.
doing is we're taking this idea that everything is one to the extreme on these calls, because we're creating an intention and a space for that oneness to be experienced. Now, for oneness to be experienced for a human, not believed in, but experienced, it means that you have to penetrate your energies through what's called the veil. There is a veil that keeps all humans, most humans, in a compressed state. and we're in this realm, and we don't, most of us, have trouble feeling connected. We feel, we try to connect, but we don't, it's not natural. It is natural, but it's not natural. It's natural because we are connected, but it's not natural because we have certain veils, energies that keep us blocked. And that on this call, we create the group intention. And if you're on this call, you can be part of that group intention if you choose to break through that veil and to connect with each other. And it's an unusual experience the first time you have it, because most people have not had it. Some people on this line have had it, I'm sure, but most people have not had it. And suddenly, it's an energy that comes in that sometimes makes tingles through your body. And it's rather hard to explain to someone that is not having the experience, because there's not the right vocabulary to describe it, since it's not a normal experience for a human. So, if I was going, I do try to find the vocabulary. We can shut our eyes right now. I hear funny beeps in the background. I'm not doing that. That is not special effects so that we can experience oneness. Terry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Was that you beeping?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got both. I'm working on it here.
Why don't you just not work on it? You're making me nervous, okay?
All right.
I'm getting distracted. So just, I hear you okay. We have people all over the world listening to you, and your speaker box is making funny noises. Thank you. So, we can just shut our eyes and feel the energy. How do you feel energy? Well, for whatever reason, and I can't explain this, even I, when I'm on the call and I say I can feel the energy coming through my feet, I feel it when I'm on the call much better than I do in between calls. So there's something about us coming together on this call and having an intention. And here we have people all over the world. We even have a gentleman in Japan. So we feel this energy coming through the earth. And imagine it's coming through the earth on Japan. It's coming through the earth on all those people that are going to listen to this call. And the energy is coming from the earth through our bodies. And as I've come to understand this, when we do this, we're connecting to the earth, and the earth really likes it, because the earth has an aliveness to her, and that most people are not connected to the earth. And the earth, just like us, is happier when it's connected. So it's like if you feel that energy coming through your feet, just say, hi, Earth. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but when I said, hi, Earth, the energy got stronger. And we bring it through our bodies, through the energy systems of our bodies. Our bodies are energy systems, even doctors recognize that. Acupuncture is all about the energy that runs through your body. So we're bringing that energy through our bodies, through our heads, through the top of our heads. Now, Hindu, Indian metaphysics talks about the crown chakra at the top of your head. So we're bringing the energy through the top of our heads. And I have this idea that when we do that, and we just imagine that this is true, just as we greeted the earth below our feet, we can greet each other above our heads. And when I say it, we start to connect. And then we can invite other beings to connect with our energy. Now, when we do this, we're very careful to invite only positive beings, beings that operate in what is called the law of one, which is what I said at the beginning of this, that we're all one energy. And these are beings that actually can experience that oneness, as opposed to us, who we don't experience it very easily. But on this call, we're moving into the experience of oneness. And that creates magic. Because now we are creating a vortex, what some people call a vortex, or an energy that goes from the celestial realms through our bodies and into the earth, just where we are. And do you know that that is one of the best things that a human can do in terms of being of service? People wonder, how do I be of service? When you create a vortex, you are uplifting everything around you, the people, the physical objects, the earth, and the higher sources who love to participate with us on this. So now we're doing that, and we'll call in the light officially. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I keep thinking you're going to disappear. So we have a topic. We have all these people out there that have tuned in tonight, and they're waiting to have me ask questions to our source on our topic, which I'll announce after I bring them in. I don't want to make you nervous. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each one of you on this line. And we take any negativity and just let it go to be dispersed in the higher realms of light. We can just see any dark patches leaving your body, any places where you're holding on, just let it go. And we invoke a braiding of our energies, a weaving of our energies in other dimensions, creating this group energy, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, to join with our energies, and we create a protected space. You know, if you guys do this yourself, be sure and include the protected space that only the positive can enter, and anything not of that nature must leave now.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you today, the 29th of March, 2010, focused through Los Angeles, California, through the instrument of Terry Brown. Do you have questions?
Yes, we have a topic that I announced, which has to do with sex, sexuality, and obviously sex is a primal force in human beings, and men have one certain experience of it, and women have a different experience. And, you know, the overall topic is how did the Elohim create the universe? And I have the question to start with. Obviously, or to me, I think it's obvious, you know, that sexuality was part of a design somewhere along the line so that humans and animals could procreate, and this complex interaction where a male puts something into a female and then a baby grows, and then there's a social structure of the male being the protector and the woman being the nurturer to create a family unit, to create an upbringing over years of a new being into this realm. Well, there's a really lot of complexity to that, and particularly there's this new being that comes in when these two forces meet and join. And so I would like to ask what you can share with us on the nature of that interaction. And how did it get developed? Was it developed by the Elohim we're talking to, who don't have bodies? Or was it developed by lower level beings in this realm who were high level genetic scientists? Of course, if they were in this realm, were they procreating? Then they couldn't be procreating until the sexuality thing started. So were there beings before sex, and how? I'll just make an open-ended space for anything you can share about how all that works.
Yes. There were beings before sex. There were beings before separate beings isolated out. There was the being of one of all that is. And we were all a part of that separate one being. And then as things began to fold over.
Could you talk a little bit closer to the microphone, please? The volume is a little bit low.
Extremely hard, in that the headset creates extreme headaches on the individual channeling, and the speaker box is okay. This is Tiradak again. I'm unable to set up the speaker box. The speaker box is here, and it is.
Do you have your phone on speakerphone right now?
I do. I have my phone on speakerphone.
So why don't you just tilt the phone so the earphone is not near your head, and just talk up to it. Like the microphone is on the bottom of the phone, so just talk into the microphone without putting the earphone.
Talk into it like this?
It's very loud. Yes, we can hear you clearly, okay?
You can hear me clearly now?
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to put it towards the other side of my head. Okay. Moving back into the channeling. This is Ra'an, and we are mindful of your question. We would suggest that the channel fix the speaker box so this phone is not creating pain in the head, as we do not wish to expose the channel to this radiation. And we wish to get the speaker box working before we continue the discourse. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Terry?
Yeah, the speaker box. Both speaker box are failing, and I don't know why. All right. Let me see if I can get this positioned better. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right, we will continue. This is Ra'an speaking concerning this subject of coupling. The individuals that eventually evolved out of the One were energetic beings, and the energetic beings had abilities to create force and create at the start force, but not pictures. Eventually, they learned to create pictures to flash at one another. At first, they were merely energy pictures. Then they learned to share these energy pictures with others, which was a duplication of the other's energy picture. And they learned to share energy, and they learned to create space and to share space. And this, in the other realm on the other side, was a delightful experience, the sharing of space. And they felt sensation, they felt warmth, and they could sense what the other person was flashing, and the energy, the change in charge, the movement. They began to feel movement as one would move around the other and brush the other's space. Then this went on for eons of time. Eventually, there were small forms that were created, and the energetic beings viewed these small forms, and they used to move on their own, and they were very small. And the energetic beings began to cultivate those very small. The word would be one-celled creatures. The amoeba began to develop, and the energetic beings were delighted, and they examined these creatures, and they cared for them, and they loved them. And when one would stop working, then the energetic beings were sad as they learned to love and care for the amoeba creature. Then the energetic creature began to have two amoeba, or three or four, that they would cultivate. And they began to see what would happen if they coupled them up to share space with each other, as the energetic beings were very, very delighted with contact. In the energetic realm, they wanted to see what would happen with their physical amoeba friends. Would they place them in the vicinity of each other? And the amoeba creatures, through telepathy, began to pick up from their energetic friends what it would be like to share space with other amoeba. The other amoeba then would couple, as in kissing, and they began to delight in moving other creatures out of themselves, and they began to be the base of genetics. And then the energetic people wondered what would happen if the creatures would multiply and have different functions, and if they could walk. And they oversaw them and worked with them to develop them into different forms. This coupling energetically was so delightful that they began to see how they could be coupled in different ways, that they could, in the coupling, then divide more. They began to assign different qualities to the genetic makeup, that with one genetic makeup placing within the one place in the amoeba, the instructions, the codes for developing of other features besides a simple jelly shape rolling around. They put intelligent instructions that were programmed through their own mind through energetic beings that had special abilities to create in the codes that would then mold the emerging forms into different abilities and move them into different forms. This took a lot of creative essence ability and the ability to multitask on the part of certain energetic forms. And these forms were and are intelligent, and they would multi-create different forms down to very tiny specifications of measurement that could, and as we look at this, we see them creating a large form and then vanishing it down, shrinking it to a small form to encode much information into a tiny genetic gene. Then codes were written on how the form would be triggered by the sensation of another sharing space with it, and to, in the sharing of the space, the energy from the sharing would begin to trigger the code sequence to develop. This was put into place by very talented energetic beings with the ability to create within tiny specifications. And they created, first of all, with large specifications and then shrank them down with so much information then packed into a tiny space. And there were, within the individuals who were creating such life forms, rudimentary life forms, there were some mistakes where the form did not make it and the form would die, but over many years and many individuals and trial and error, they were to make forms that would then begin to survive. And these individuals were, that created this, were awarded much accolades by the others, as the energetic beings would view the resulting form and be delighted in that it was operating now within its own lifespan and form and life matrix. This then gradually developed into more complex of forms, and still the triggering mechanism was the sharing of space, which created great pleasure within the individual's forms that were sharing the space. And the trigger mechanism for the code sequence beginning to grow and develop was the sharing of this space. Gradually, they developed this system not only of the sharing of the space, but found they could create more succinct beings and more succinct sensations in the sharing when fluids were shared, and the development of the genetic sequences were affected within tissues that were within the fluids. Those are our comments. Do you have questions on that?
Well, I'm just trying to see if I can assimilate it. The first being was an amoeba, and the amoebas could share fluids back and forth. Is that correct?
As they developed into more complex beings, then they began to share more complex codes and more complex interactions. But yes, the amoebas would combine, share space, and begin to develop into a third amoeba form.
So was this sharing of fluids being guided, or was it happening by itself? Or was it being guided and happening by itself? Was it interaction between a spontaneous sharing and also guidance from the energy beings?
It was by a spontaneous sharing and by guidance back and forth as the energy beings would view their creation with delight, and they would then see where to go with the next formation, and eventually they develop complex codes, which the body, resulting bodies, would then follow in the development of the gene system, which were codes for the development of the different attributes of the resulting body.
Now we have 1 minute left, so we cannot go into a big topic here. I can see that this is not a small topic. We started out, and this is obviously the precursor of what we call sex today, the sharing of fluids and kind of good feelings from sharing of fluids and sharing of energy through the sharing of fluids, and that something evolved from this original complex structure. And we will, am I kind of getting that correct in the way that I just described it?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so this is the beginning of that. And of course, we in our bodies today are the end result of that. And we are all the byproduct of the sharing of fluids between individuals. And obviously, it got very complex. So, you know what?
Entry and exit chimes are off.
I am going to... let's just open the mics here and see if anyone is...
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
We really have about 2 minutes. Did any of that cause a question to be developed for any of you listening? You're unmuted. I'll bet you that's not what you expected to hear on this call. Believe me, I have no idea what's going to come up when I start asking questions. And I think I actually...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, I muted everybody. This is kind of an amazing view that we're all having as to how everything started from the same source that was there, apparently, when it did. So on that note, do you have any closing comments for us?
Lee, thank you for your attention and your interest in yours and our history together. Out in North.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry, so much. Again, let's just, in our love, send love to Carla Ruckert. She had an operation. She's not going to be with me for about 6 weeks. And let's just ask for her healing and quick recovery. And if you're listening on BBS and you just happen to tune in, you want more information about the kind of stuff we talk about, go to messageaday.net, and I'm going to stop.
Press 1 to stop recording. This conference is no longer being recorded.